Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash crisis that has led the government to propose, wait for this, barter trade.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deepening cash crisis and one of the proposals by the government that has caused a lot of commotion against the country. Yes. Those who are for and those who are against. Exciting times indeed.
Very exciting times. Mm-hmm. If you have a vote, you can pay school fees.
Indeed.
So in an attempt to address the liquidity crunch, the country's banks will soon be compelled to accept livestock such as cattle, goats and sheep as collateral for cash loans.
Under a new law presented to Parliament on Tuesday by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, borrowers would be allowed to register movable assets as collateral at a central bank registrar. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora has also proposed that parents use livestock to settle school fees arrears. Cash-strapped Zimbabwe abolished its currency in 2009 following massive hyperinflation. Now the country is experiencing a shortage of US dollars, which is the most popular of at least nine basket of currencies that the government has introduced.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yay.
Vonguka hama wadiwa maka sununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera kuti titaure kuti munoona sei zvirikutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti kumabhanga uko kana uri murimi wakukwanisa kuenda oshandisa mombe dzako sechibatiso kana mbudzi. Kana uri mbereki, zviri kunzi wakwanisa kuendesa mbudzi kana huku kuchikoro se muripo wekubhadhara school fees, nekuti mari munyika zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Asi munoziva muZimbabwe Gibbs, vamwe vanenge vachiseka vachivhundika mbabvu, asi zvinhu zviri kuratidza kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyika.
Kakhulu Blessing. So vanhu vanenge sevefaka mipikicha lapa lalapa kusocial media, vatole kuti nyomupikicha ateso trenda kakhulu. Imbuzi ziphezulu kwesihlahla, siyokuthiwa zibalulekele ukuthi zibe yi-school fees. So kunjalo fowethu. So Zulu, kandaba lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokunenge. One, sizwile ukuthi umnumzana uLazarus Dakora uthi khona okufunakalayo ukuthi nxa ungela mali uyenelisa uye esikolo, ufike nje usihambela lezinyane lakho ukuthi nathi izinyane sendlalo i-school fees yami, kumbe ngxele wothi kumbe into ezinjalo uyenelisa ukuthi uhambe lakho ufike utsho njalo. Ye kuzobuya ke lo mthetho okhandwayo kathesi. Umthetho okhandwayo utshengisela ukuthi ungaba le mbuzi, ube lezimvu, ube lenkomo, ungathi ke uyedinga ama-loan ngapi emabhanga. Singazi ukuthi uyaphumelela kumbe awusoziphumelela. Kodwa ke kunjalo ke singathi sesibuyele ku-barter trade mfowethu.
Wonguka hanzi pa rand, pa US dollar. Mbudzi yapinda pamamonya ipapo. Regeti kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii nezviri kutaurwa nehurumende. Nhasi vanhu vanyora zvasati zvamboonekwa. Gibbs, saka tichaverenga zvakare macomments avo. Asi for now I think we have our first guest, that is Mr. Bekitemba Mhlanga, political and economic commentator. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for joining, for letting me join you as well.
Thank you. Give me and fire away.
Yes, so Mr. Mtlanga, I guess you've been following the news. You know, there's a bill that is being crafted right now in Parliament in which you can use the goats, you can use cows, you can use any livestock as collateral, you know, if you want a loan. And then we have a proposal from Mr. Lazarus Togora, the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, who's saying you can even use the same, you know, goats. You can use maybe pigs as well, I'm not sure. So, some kind of, you know, payment for school fees. So, give us your take on this issue. It appears as if this is a very, very serious issue.
Indeed. I think the only silver lining before we go any further is that this is just a bill. Mm-hmm. So, it could die anywhere in the bill formation process.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think we have all got used to Lazarus Dokora's eccentric ways. Hopefully, this is just one of them, like the teacher school uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
But at the heart of it, I think it's a reflection of the level of desperation and chaos to which the Zimbabwean economy has actually sunk to. Because the whole issue of saying, look, people can actually now pledge loans, fees, payment in terms of their livestock, such as goats, chicken, pigs, and whatever,
mm-hmm.
it actually shows a bankruptcy or a deficit in thinking within government circles. Because you and I kids know it very well,
mm-hmm.
that the value of a goat in Plumtree is different from the value of a goat in Mwenes.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of a goat or a chicken in Victoria Falls is different from the value of a chicken in Mbare. So when you start actually starting to say that people could actually go to the bank and place loans, you are going to create an absolute chaos, an absolute nightmare in terms of when you see your bank manager there, Mr. Mklang, across the table telling you that, no, in effect, your goats, you will need 5 of them for me to advance your loan, or the headmaster at Indaba Zimbi School says, no, in fact, with this type of goats, I need 10 of them. However, when you see Mr. Kumalo walking out, having settled his own school fees for his own son, with 3 goats, because the headmaster has actually came to evaluation that these 3 goats are the equivalent of Mr. Mbilo's 10 goats. Can you see the nightmare that we are going into? What all this reflects, in fact, is that we have a fundamental problem that needs to be fixed, and that problem is that the economy is in a mess.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things that people are coming up with, they actually work around a problem. So you see, Kips, if your car has an engine malfunction, you do not put a tape over that light in your car that says, check the engine light, so that you assume that your car has actually been fixed. You actually take the car to the garage and get it fixed.
Yeah. Well said there, I think.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. I think we are now being joined by the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Obet Masaraure. Mr. Masaraure, good evening.
Evening, God bless you. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Masaraure, what is your take on this? Is this already happening in some rural areas, like some of our listeners are saying here?
Yeah, it has been happening for some time, but I think on this particular case, there are two fundamental areas that we must look into. The role of paying fees for learners is not the responsibility of parents. I think we tend to miss that. It is the state which is obliged to be paying for learning, for learners at the basic level. Our constitution provides for that, and our state must just assume that responsibility, which they have obviously not been undertaking for some time. The second critical area is when we are saying people are now paying using their livestock or their labor, paying for education, what are they really paying for? These are the same parents who were complaining over the years that they have not been consulted by Lazarus Dokora when he crafted his own curriculum, which remains symbolic and which is imposed on citizens. Now, he is now forcing citizens to pay with all the years for his own curriculum that he designed in his own way, which he never consulted the same parents. This is the same man who crafted a national pledge, which is killed before courts and has been challenged by many parents. Now we are looking at livestock, which is the last line for defense for the ordinary person, for the poor. The last line for defense is they fight poverty. In extreme hunger in famine, we see witness the people exchanging a bucket of milk with livestock. And now we are, this regime is now targeting that last line of defense against the poverty to fund for an education that the parents don't need even support. We are looking at labor. The labor that they are saying can also provide your labor. This labor is used to provide food, provide shelter. It's a source of livelihood for many families. And we can't divert it to fund for an education that the citizens don't even believe in. So the whole process is upset. As a union, we have since urged the government to create the new curriculum, and secondly, to assume its responsibility of funding basic education as is provided by the Constitution.
Thank you so much. But Mr. Masaraure, I also wanted you to explain, you said it is already happening. How are they doing it? Where do they, is there a crow at the school for the cattle? Or what really happens? Who takes care of the goats or these other the cattle or chickens, whatever they are using?
Alright, the way it has been done over time, it was simply by negotiating. Those who could not afford the fees, they would bring maybe a cattle, then they would negotiate, then a value would be attached, then the cattle would be maybe, the school would take, they get if it's a boarding school, they would use it to feed other learners, then that student would get a receipt for that. Okay. In other areas, some would bring the goats, then if there are some, the SDC would make a decision that they would sell the goats, and then end of the day, the money would be used to fund other processes at the school. But now, if it is now in mass, anyone and everyone bringing
it,
what is chicken? We come to a point where the market gets saturated, and at the end of the day, the prices of the goat and the chicken are going to fall. At the end of the day, we are going to see teaching and learning materials are going to vanish from schools, because these schools will not be able to afford to buy these learning and teaching materials. So at the end of the day, and the government itself is not even funding the basic education model. The BEAM is not being funded. So at the end of the day, the schools are going to be in a more serious crisis, and they are not going to be able to fund their day-to-day activities. And we will see the quality of education in rural areas declining to new lows.
Thank you so much for that clarification, Gibbs.
Yes, vale ke imlayezelo etunyezwe nguZulu lapha ke singayikatshana. Umasibanda enyathi uthi sicela becele imali kubo makhelwane, lokho kuyayangisa. Lama bhasi sesizagada ngenkomo. So that just to get a bus, you know, from Nyati to Bulawayo, you have to use a cow or something.
Yeah.
You know, so Masibanda is worried. Kuzobuya ke uPrudence Mangena uthi khona, hey, lokhu kambe kuyini? Asazi sikuzwe lokhu esazalwayo. Kuzobuya njalo uNtungameli Ncube uthi ya, nxa ukuthi imbuzi zangikhona sizazinikwa ngukhulumende. Ye, kurayithi ukuthi sizibhadale. Kodwa lokhu nxa sesikukhangele into yenziwa ngurhulumente leyi sibona zanimbi kakhulu. Kuzobuya lo mamba la uthi hey, into zeyalala madoda isozibele yayingcono kakhulu kulalokhu. Then kuzobuya ke uBoni Ndlovu, kumbe nguBoni Ndlovu uthi imagine izikolo zivula ukuthi kuyabe kule mbuzi ezingani. Yeah, so kuziba lapha bamhlanga uyazivela abantu lapha kungani bakhathazekile
manya kuza bawadube but uma ngathi akukhangela kwinto lokhu khona kuvele kudala obaba labomama babesihambisa esikolo ngezimali zokuthi basebenzile balima bathengisa umumbu wabo kumbe kwathiwa hayi kothi sithathe inkabi liyani engani singani isirayithi siye siyingenise emakethi siyithengise kwenzeka ukuthi sibhadele abantwaneni imali ze-school fees. Okwakusenzakala lapha ukuthi wayethatha inkomo liyana ehambe layo emakethi eyithengisa kumbe ngumulwana eyothengiswa enike imali eyithathe imali ya ehambe eyebhadala esikolo. Into esenze uLazarus Dukola waze wabuya lala amaphupho yikuthi yena imali leyi ekade ngizayithatha ngingathengisa inkomo yami ekhaya etsholojo ayikho ebhanga, ayisikho ukubana angifuni ukuthengisa inkomo. Into ekhona yikuthi lungisani ukuthi ngihambe emakethi ngiyethengisa inkomo zami laziya, ngingafaka imali yami ebhanga ngikwanise ukuyikhipha imali yami
isale lesilinganiso sayo ayikhona lokho kwama bond kumbe ukuthayikwini ngihambe ngiyebhadala ischool fees into ekhona la lokho kunye nje ukuba ngani siyabhodabhoda sithi hayi hamba uthathe igogo kola lokhu kumbe uthathe imbuzi yalokhu kubulawela abantwana esikolo ayisiyo into ehluphayo into ehluphayo yokubana imali yona ngokwayo insimbi yona lana kumbe iphepha alisabonakali ukuthi abantu bekwenze lokho abafuna ukukwenza ngemali lo mfowethu othathe ukukhuluma lapha esithi uhulumende kulesikhumo esifakwe yi-constitution ukubana ebone ukubana imfundo yabantu kuze kuyefika kwesinye isigaba iya ikhona njalo ibhadalwe nguhulumeni yiyo indikimba yendaba okumele ilungise eZimbabwe phela kwesikhathi uyamangala ukuthi hawu kanti kwathiwa imali yaswelakala yini iswelakala njani ukuthi kuyebhadala abantwana i-school fees ngokuze kuthiwa hayi kutholakala i-30 million yokubana sokuzathengela abantu izimota kutholakala i-50 million yokuthi sokuza kuyakhiwa lokhu kutholakala i-25 million yokuthi sokuzayenza umsebenzi nje lokhu kutshengisa ukudidana lokuphambana kwengqondo yenkokheli ukuthi abantu abazibona ukuthi hayi asilungiseni imali yebhadala i-school fees ukwenzela ukubana akusasa abayibona abanikazi belizwe esizabathiyela nasiyabathiyela kungabantu abahambile esikolo hayi khona ukuthi abantu betshona begijimisaa le mbuzi befuna ukuzihambisa esikolo
kunjalo fowethu siyabonga so Mr. Mhlanga is very specific on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, long back our parents used to sell, you know, goats, they would sell some cows and so forth, and then get money and go and pay school fees.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of this issue of taking a whole goat or a whole cow to a school and say, hey, tell me how much it is and so forth,
mm-hmm.
he says, no, that doesn't work.
Rikatiende kuna vama sara ore tisata vere nga sumesuku sanyuru wanevanu tine mashoku waka wandi sanyuru wanevanu vama sara ore tichi tarisa iyo nyaya yema school fees tukuna uti mari iliku shaika kuma bengi ziliku ufamba sei vana wanengu asina kubadara varu kitu kwa sei
vana wajinji wanengu asina kubadara varu kuzore kwa wajigara msukuru ninyo ya kutimkemo nengu jita ufanda kungewa chitimbo azizuri kuzogumisira chaitika ndiye kuti zvikoro zvacho zviri kudzimara zvishina zvokushandisa vari kudzibara pakushayikwa nechoko chaiyo yekuti tichakwa mudzidzisa kwanze kunge achidzidzisa vana zvinove zvinoita kuti dzidzo yacho irambe ichingowedzera kudonha dai hurumende yaigadzirisa nyaya yekuwanikwa kwemari vanhu vakwanisa kuwana mari yakama zvavanoshanda vachinge vachiunganidzwa vakwanisa kuzwana mari asi toramba tichishindisa kuti iyo hurumende dai yangoita basa rayo rekuti ipe vanhu dzidzo ishape bedden kuvabereki rekuti varambe vachagiridze zvekuti vanhu vangadzidzise inoti ibasa rehurumende rekuti vanhu vanonyika iyoyo vaonekwa vari vanhu
aiwa tinotenda ramba yenyu makabata regai timboverenga mafacebook comments kubva pana totanga Sylvester Zolibanzi Zwambela anoti ndoona sekunge hurumende yeZANU PF yakugadzirira maelections nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana hurumende haisina mari saka vaakuda kutora zvipfuyo izvi vozoita inonzi command cattle rearing kana kuti command goat rearing izvose zvinoitwa vachipa vanhu mabond notes here Benjamin Munaki anoti handione paine reason yekuti vana vaenderere mberi nedzidzo yacho because haichina kukosha after all danga ndapedza basa hakuna zvakangofanana nekusaenda kuchikoro kwacho Morgan Mulambo anoti let's not adopt that system the government must fully subsidize education zvekuti mari yevana kunyepa uko vanoda kuidya vega manje ngatidye tose education must be free from grade 0 to tertiary level period ngoni Matora anoti iri izano rekubira vabereki zvishoma zvavanenge vasara nazvo baba vane vana vashanu vachabhadhara mombe kana mbudzi ngani pakotore imwe chete matenga nagudo haachaite mukore uno minoti vari kuti izvi Robert Mangoma Mangoma anotiwo tadzoka pakuchinjaniswa kwezvinhu kwaiitwa mari isati yaveko Bata tredi haru kutaura
yeah.
Then Lolo Paza anoti idano rakanaka nekuti ragara richingoitika kuzvikoro zvekumaruwa apa zvangosiyana chete kuti vari kuti kana zvikoro zvemadhorobha zvaakukwanisawo kuita izvozvo then we have Lynn Shanti Maroje anoti uyu muchinda anonzi dokoraka acha ziza anoita paya iti vana vadzidziswe religion yake akudzidzisa zvidzidzo I think it's time for him to leave office vese namugabe wavo avachakwanise kutonga that's Lynn there I think we'll continue to read some of these messages Gibbs
yeah so kulo mndazelo vela ku Bernard Sibanda ke uti loko ubonisa indlela iZanu PF esibulele ngayo ilizwe loko loko sokutshengisa sobala ukuba sesibuyele empilweni yabakhokho bethu omzilikazi labo lobhengula kanye nabempumalanga ombuya nehanda ilizwe lethu laphenduka inhlekisa kwamanye amazwe sesiyangeke kakhulu ngakho lokho thina njengesizwe semandebeleni sikhala ngama-British lo Queen Victoria abahluthuna isigodlo senkosi ulobhengula emhlahlandlela ngo-1893 ngabe namhlanje sihlezi ngcono kulalokho esikubona kathesi lokhu kuyasifaka abantu so ke ithatha ke umuntu kona
tinaye muterere wekutanga kudza ishe matare makadi mukoma kudza ishe
ndinofarai kwakadi
aiwa kuno kuri nani muri kupi mimi
apa ndiri kuchiredzi triangle
kuti sei kuchiredzi
tikutorohwawo nehana nezviri kungotaurikawo mukufamba kwenyika
asika mungati danho rakanaka here nekuti kahurumende iri kuti mari haipo nai mukoma kudza izvi
iri danho iri ndoona kwekuti rakaitwa pakuti bhiza ranga roda kufa saka rakaona kuti rikafa risina zvarakaona zvinhu hazvingafambi zvakanaka nokuti zvikoro zvemuno munharaunda mandiri mii handiti tine vana vane vachisvika kuma5 vabereki vavo vobva vanziyai nemombe kana nembudzi kuti muzobhadhara school fees ndoona sekuti tadhevhieta kubva patakatanga kuti chikoro ngachive neuniform kuitira kuti vana kana vachitambura kana kuti vachiwana vasanyanya kusiyana mukudzidza kwavo nokuti izvi zvaakutozopeisira zvatoti asekitira chi maresults evana vedu nokuti umwana achiziva kuti ini kwangu hakusikuwani every potoro yechikoro vaakutoziva kuti mbudzi kana madhonga akutoti nhu vachiuya kuchikoro zvadaro iye unozochengeta nokutarisa madhongi pachikoro ndiani ndomubvundo mukuru wamunharaunda mandigiri uyoyo
saka vanhu vari kutaurawo nenyayai ndati vanhu vari kutaura taurawo nezvenyaya yacho vachipa maonero avo
but pavose vandati ndasangana navo hapana uri kunge achiita senge anozvifarira nokuti zviri kuratidza kukundikana kukuru kwenyika nemaeducation standards isaakudzirwa because kana taakuvhaliwa education against zvihuta handioni kwekuti vana vachava nemisendi zvekuinda kuchikoro ini
zvihuta zvinenge zvaachenji manje manje
zvange zvatoipa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kudza ishe matare nekupinda muchirongwa chedu that's Kudza Ishe there. He said that, you know, he's been talking to people in his community and people are not supporting this. And he's saying the government must simply, like what Mr. Masaror was saying, fund education, you know, at least those low grades.
So now I've got a message from an anonymous person who is saying, paying school fees with goats and chicken is the rightful measure. Since the country is under a terrible cash crisis, there's no money in the country right now as we speak. So Mr. Dokora is very correct when he says people must use goats and chicken to pay for school fees. This is a Zimbabwean solution. It's a local solution. Then he says, "Lumla is elonjalo lapa ke present." Uti undotelo uga kambange bizo. Uti lapa nginanzelela uti ikwehluleka kwakhulumende weZimbabwe. Sebona ukuthi imali ayikho sebona kungcono ukuthi athathele abantu isifuyo so ubula umuntu
tine mkuma mama comments on Facebook nasaka wanda tiverenga kati wande mkuma AD shava vanoti that's where corruption starts munofunga kuti mukuru wechikoro angazobvuma kudya sadza nenyeve huku nembudzi dziripo here tichinzi dzakamirira maplans ehurumende that's crazy Pedza naye Edward Matiza anoti ini ndinoona sekupererwa kwehurumende iri kutungamira. Ko kana vabereki vobhadhara nezvipuyo zvavo mari yevana yechikoro zvinoreva here kuti vadzidzisi navo vachatambiriswa zvipuyo vamasaraure? Hanzi vana vakauya vachibhadhara nezvipfuyo hamuzoone kuti muchapedzisira makunzi varayiridzi mbudzi dzenyunhatu idzi panopera mwedzi here?
Tinoona nekugumirwa kunoita vanhu vari kutungamirira nyika ino hakuna chaungarambi kuti hachizodzimari chaitika. Vamwe vachatodzimara vapaza bhengi kuti hatichave nereserve bank of Zimbabwe, tatove nereserve crore of Zimbabwe kwatinobuda tichichengetera zvipfuyo zvedu. Zvinhu zvese vanokwanisa kuzviita, asi tiri kuti ngavabvume chekutanga kuti vari kukoniwa maitiro avari kuita zvinhu. Vombogarwa pasi nevamwe vane mamwe maonero, vombopuhwa kuti chinhu zvingaitwe kuti ikonomi yedu itange kushanda, mari itange kuwanikwa ndezvipi. Nekuti ndezvipi chitarisa maticha acho ari kunzi ari kutambira mari asi haasi kuitambira. Inongonzi yapinda muakaunti tiri kutambira manhamba. Paunozokwira uchiti ndinoti nditore mari yangu wakwereta mari yekufambisa nei, unongosvika ikoko uchinzi mari yacho mbenga muna, asi ndine manhamba ndakatotumirwa nebhengi racho kuti takupai mari yenyu iri kunzi yapinda. Saka patatosvika izvizvi hatina chatiri kutambira. Saka zvekunzi vanhu vachadzimara vakupuhwa nembudzi nemombe zvinogona kuzodzimara zvaitika, asi dambudziko huru riripo nderekuti hurumende iri kurwisana nevarombo zvakanyanyisa. Nekuti panze pekuti tovabatsiri panyuye, tovabatsiri kuti vawedzere mhombe dzavainadzo nembudzi dzavainadzo kuti vasarambe vachiwedzera mukutambura kwavo. Takutotora zvishoma zvezvavainazvo izvozvo tichiuya kuzozvo kuti zviite basa rekubhadhara dzidzo yambotaurwa nomumwe mutauri kuti iri dzidzo zvei, isina chiri kubatsira vana vacho, isina chiri kubatsira ikonomi yedu, ingori yepuraidhi yedu yekuti tinoti isu tine dzidzo yatiri kupa vana vedu yemhando yepamusoro, asi umhando yepamusoro wacho hauna zvauri kutibatsira. Saka pano tinoda kuti parovanise misoro vanhu vonyatsoona zvingaitike kuti dambudziko rekuwanikwa kwemari rigadziriswe, dambudziko reikonomi reupfumi hwenyika hwedu rigadziriswe, tiwandudze zvezvinhu izvezvi kuitira kuti social services yedu iite irambe iripo vanhu vachiiwana. Zvikatarise kueducation teke vanhu vanoda kurapwa, vanhu vanoda kuenda kuzvipatara. Kwese ikoko handiona vanhu vachizotinana nemombe vachienda kuna mai vandausununguka vachitinhirwa mombe dai vasununguka. Hakuna kwatiri kuenda nenyika, tiri kutodzokera kustone age dai pambogarwa pasi panongowanzi ndezvi zvatingaita kuti upfumi hwedu uwane.
Mr. Mhlanga, I guess maybe there could be something that is hidden in all this, you know. At the end of the day, when you look at parents in rural areas, they depend on this kind of livestock, you know. In terms of their riches, it's based on cows and all those kind of things.
Indeed, so, I think it's what, before I leave you guys, the thing is, what you're actually saying is correct. You know, for somebody in the rural areas, the cow serves just the mere purpose of just being an asset that they can wake up in the morning and admire. They use that for plowing, they use that for milk, they use that for manure, they use that as assets, is their inheritance, is their family jewels. So in effect, when you get a situation where you're asking the families and communities to start raiding and depleting their family jewels, their inheritances, their assets, their day-to-day power utilities as well, you are starting to create massive problems within communities. As the gentleman was saying earlier on, let us just accept that there are things that these authorities have failed to do. They need to sit down with others and ask for guidance and help where possible. Look, there is a part of the Constitution that remains unfulfilled at the moment, which is the whole issue around devolution. Because if this devolution issue had actually been addressed, it would have addressed the issues of how, what is it that the devolution looks like? How is that funding in devolution going to work? That would it have created an opportunity for authorities or local areas to actually to start looking at their own education and funding needs and saying that you raise the taxes, you use the taxes in the most appropriate way? Would that have created and leverage for economies to start opening up and creating more value for areas? Secondly, as I said earlier on, let us not put a plaster on a gushing wound, okay? Let us fix the wound. The wound is that there is a serious and severe liquidity crisis in the country. Let us address that. Let us not stop messing around and
getting ministers competing for stupidity in parliament, coming up with funny ideas almost on a weekly basis. If Dokora has to go, he must go. But somebody must tell him that, Dokora, you must actually go now because you're actually becoming a nuisance in this whole setup. And that is why the gentleman, when he said Dokora, then his boss must go because they're actually failing to run this company called Zimbabwe Private Limited.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Mhlanga said you can be with him for 20 minutes. So now it's almost 30 minutes. So otherwise,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. There, I got to name him Terry Mkoma Donald Mamboma. Would you say Mkoma Donald? I want to know if I'm going to see Mkoma Donald Varpandazo, my junior John.
I want to move here. I'm still going to have a good news Friday.
Okay. Saka nyari mudariro mainzwa izvi zviri kufamba sei kumusha uko hanzi vanhu vanogona kubhadhara nembudzi school fees.
Nyaya ndakatosiyawo ndingo hall nezvayo ndichitaugwa but inyaya inoona kuti government iri yaperegwa zvishuwa. Nokuti haungambo chero vadokora ndizvo kuti vanombotaurawo nama stakeholders here mueducation system
chiri nokuti havasi vadokora chete kapa nekuti vachina masa vari kutaurawo nyaya imwe chete kuti nyangwe kuvarimi uko kana uchida kutorawo zvikwereti unokwanisa kunoshandisa mombe dzako upwa zvikwereti kubank.
Kana muchitaura vachina maza vanhu vari kutadza kurana kana even economy yenyika ndiri kudhakwa. Ndosaka vachiita zimazano ehoka hapana ari kukwanisa kurana nyika mukati mehurumende medu meya. Vanhu vatoda new blood varume tinganyeperana. Zimbabwe haina kwairi kuinda iri kutodoona hapana zvavanoda kuzama kutaura. Nokuti kana uchitaura kuti nokuti idzingapera kakana even mombe dzacho patemu kubva mwana vachipinda grade 1 kusvika up to form 6 kana kuuniversity saka unosara unei.
Saka poitwa sei?
Hazvina. Aiwa ka government ngaingotingatidzokere kuekonomi inyatogadziriswa nyika yedu inyatokumira tine zvicherwa vari kuluta kavachitorayo vakuru mai vachiimplimenta zvimwe zvinhu zvisina zvinongova benefita iwo chete. Hakuna isu zvatine vana izvi ndo takabakwa vatakatiza mugoma hakuna. Hakuna chimugo even kuno kwacho takangouya iruka but kungozvisungirira nekuti takatora kuti zvitori nani kumba hakuna chimugo mugoma blessing. Hakuna kana chimugo ngavagadzirise kumari first economy yedu inake vavatange aaligna zvinhu zveshe. Problem inongobva kumari haisi kukonzerwa nei ndosaka vachina masa kuzotaura kudaro vari kuona kuti mari sho hakuna vamavhikiu mabhengi kwose kwema. Ndakatadza kutora mari yemukuru yakasendwa kubva kuSouth Africa ini kuti ndive kunoku pamukuru ndikaenda kuHarare ndikaenda kumasvingo ndikapedza ndikadii uchitadza kutora mari yakatumwa irimo
vaiti kudii nenyaya yekutora mari yacho
kumasvingo vakati kwai tiri kupa ma US dollars but rate yacho yanga iri yakadzika iri $6.50. Saka kuti iwatume kwari maranzi kuti uzokwanisa kutora mari iyoyo ukazokonveta kumaranzi unenge wava nemari shomavanja aichakwanisi kutenga amaundi emaranzi angatumiwaya. Hadi muri kuona kugarare kwacho kiu yanga iripo ndikazviita zvatova zvichizivano unotomusiyira munhu mari yekutotitenga drink chamwarwata basi. Hapana pasina nhiri pasina uori kozvino hwangu vauori chete vachina masa mucho vaitaura zvangu zvecorruption masa wacho iye unochengeta mbudzi anenge achifudza mombe pachikoro ndiani.
Anofudza
mbudzi pachikoro ndiani ngoma blessing makazvitarira harisi danho rakanaka ngavambotanga vakonza kuti vamwe vanhu mastakeholders ese kana vachita madecision kwete ngoendoza zvinhu zvisangana nebasa resi.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Donald tichazokufonerai tozotaura.
Ndoda kumidirenzi kaoko mukoma ka pandakandiri pandakabva ipo zvino kwaka watoshata izvizvi yatova misangano vatova misangano vari muri kuona ndokanokufira ikonomi yedu ipapo vava kutanga vatokambena kuvhundutira vanhu kudii saka nyika yedu tingaendepi mukoma blessing tingaendepi its too early iko zvino tange kuvhundutira vanhu nokuda kukwidzira vanhu kuvaelections chichazodai.
Aiwa tinotenda ndichakufonerai mukoma Donald tozotaura kuti zvimwe zviri kufamba sei.
Oredi mukoma blessing maita basa mufarise mukoma timu yese ikoko.
Aiwa tinovamhorisa vese tinotenda zvikuru.
Thanks mukoma.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, that's our number one supporter there, Donald. He's back now. Of course they're saying that he does not think this proposal will work. You know, the government must go back to the drawing board and try to resuscitate the economy, which is obviously ailing. Gibbs.
Now, I've got a message from Simon Mapera, who says, the next thing our kids are going to be sent to head this livestock, classes are going to be turned into a code scroll. This is now a banana republic. The schools are already in a crisis. I was in Zimbabwe last year this time, and I was involved in discussions around fees. I don't know anywhere around this, but one school had almost 400 kids, and only 15 were paying school fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's an insightful thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got another guest there.
Who do we have now?
We've got Mr. Ambrose Swindy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a former member of the Cyrene High School Development Committee. Mr. Swindy, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so
thank you. Now, Mr. Swindy, what is your take on this proposal by the government that, you know, parents can resort to barter trade and instead of using cash, use goats and other, livestock to settle their school fees arrears?
Well, what I say, I think this is enough evidence to every point that our government has failed to manage the economy of the country. Because we cannot be pushed back to Stone Age time when we are in this century. And surely, when one is saying we can use the livestock to pay our fees, so what does that imply? Does it mean that now the schools need to have crops to keep those goats and the cattle and what have you? These are the questions. And further to that, we are also approaching another serious conflict. Who is determined to say that my cow or my goat is worth $20 or $100? So it is a clear-cut case of that our government has spent things. And after all, there is one pleasure. We talk about that you can even go and work in a school when you're a parent, you can go and work. That again will bring down the quality of our education. And it will also be an embarrassment to the children. If the children are seeing their parents, he is working the whole day for them to pay their fees. That alone will cause challenges, and it will affect their performance at school. So what the government is now doing is now looking at the case that the affair that is destroying the reputation of our education system. And as far as I'm concerned myself, this thing will not work. I think this government, the challenge that we have with this government, they also want to draw attention, remove the attention of the people from the right place and try and divert us. The issue now is the issue that they need to resuscitate the economy, full stop. They mustn't try and divert people's attention by saying a lot of things. This thing will not work, and personally, and all other people, we can't deal with it. We've gone past the actual age period, and now we're in a different century. So it doesn't have the economy to make sure that we use the money to pay the fee, full stop.
Thank you so much. Now we welcome economist Professor Chivize. Professor Chivize, how are you doing? Professor Chivize?
Hello, I'm hearing you. Blessed evening.
Evening. Now, Professor Chivize, there's this proposal by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa that livestock can be used as collateral so that farmers can get loans from banks. What is your take on this?
Yeah, look, Chinamasa is not a banker, and I don't think he knows what he's saying, because cattle or livestock cannot be used as collateral unless the owner of those cattle is a professional commercial farmer. And even if he's a professional commercial farmer, what happens is there is what is known as NGCB, standing for Notarial General Covering Bond, which is a bond that is taken on a movable property or movable items. Now, for a commercial farmer, yes, those cattle need to be insured. Those cattle need to have value. They need to have a market value, and they need to have insurance just in case they take a disease and then they die. It is the insurance will chip in, and then will pay at the bank. Then even on that NGCB, the banks only take less than 50% of the value because it is the lowest valuable form of security that the bank can take. And it can still be taken under exceptional circumstances to a commercial farmer who is well known, who has been borrowing for a very long period of time, and that security is discounted by at least 50%.
Mm. Thank you so much there, Professor Chivije. And please do stay on the line.
Okay.
Tombo Zokera, kuna Vamasaraure. Vamasaraure? Asika maamuru kutawara kuti zviri nani kuti hurumende inge iriyo inobhadhara maschool fees aya. Asika hurumende iri kutadza kubhadhara varairidzi vacho iri kutadza ine zvikwereti zvakawandisa inga akwanise here nemamiriro akaita zvino.
Zvinoita kuti vatadze kubhadhara zvinhu zvose zvamataura zvakakosha kudaro inyaya yemapriorities avo kwavanokoshesa kuisa mari dzavo. Totanga pane nyaya yekuti kubva musi wavanohwina kunze vapuwa simba rekutungamirira nyika vanotanga zvekuramba vachikampeina vari trapped muelection mode vachingokampeina 5 years vasingadeliver maservices ndokwavanowesta mari yavo yenyika yese vachisa. Chechipiri mari yavo yechinji vane tinopedza munyaya dzemari dzetinongonzwa iri news kuti kwabiwa yakati kwabiwa bhiriyoni pakati kwabiwa yakati mabhiriyoni akati mamiriyoni akati saka nyaya yecorruption zi mari inenge ichipera zvakare vozivara vaisina mari totarisa mazimota anoita kunge anofema avanotengerana apinda mupariamende apuwa imwe as aminista ane imwe akangochinja uministra apuwa zveimwe motokari saka nyaya iripo inyaya yemapriorities ndo inoita kuti mari dzavo dziite sedzinoshota zoita senyika isina upfumi asi upfumi tiinawo asi huri upfumi huri kutadza kumanejewa zvakanaka tikatadzawo machina nevamwe maforeiners anouya achingotora upfumi hwedu neuwandu hwavo kana ari madiamonds inda vachituta vachienda totarisawo nyaya yeproduction yedu hatina urongwa hwakadzama hwatiri kuona hwavari kuisa hwekuti production inge iripo zvinhu zvibude mari dziwani kana ivo vachinge vaona kuti vakoniwa havasi kuzvigona havachisina zvekodzero yekuti varambe vachizviti hurumende nekuti ndobasa rehurumende iroro rekupa masocial services akaita sewaya saka kana vachinge vakoniwa vanofanira kubvuma kuti takoniwa vogumira ipapo voonwa vamwe vangakwanisa kutora vachienda mberi vane urongwa hwakadzama hwekuti ungabatsire nyika yedu kuti iende mberi.
Tinotenda Sikuru Gibbs.
Iye lapha silomlaleli singakayi kusipindi kulomlaleli kuthiwa Sibangani. Sibangani kunjani kona hapo ke ebuswana? Sibangani kona cingwane? Sibangani wana mthuli kahle. Ukona cingwane Sibangani kumba uko? One phone yang kona sicha kumbani lapha. Wose kusipindi, sipindi kona. Baba sipindi ukona cingwane?
Ye ngkona.
Ye kuhle ukuthi ukona sipindi. So nxa sikhangele ke emadolobheni lapha nxa emakhaya kuyabhatalwa ngewotshi kubhatalwe angazi amadonki kubhatalwe ngokunye okuthize emadolobheni abantu bayenza njani kuthiwa phela nxa ungela mali uyakwanisa uthi mina sipindi ngiyakwazi ukutshaya itraweli ngiyakwazi ukwakha kancane kumbe vele ngukapenta kuhambe uyevaza nje okuyitafule esikolo kumbe into ezinjalo sipindi ubona njani koloko
inkulumo ngela ingqondo ungagayela izikolo zethu eziningi emadrobheni
ifoni yakhe simane yaqhumeka nje so I asked him about people who are event dwellers what they're going to do. Alternatively, I think Dokola is saying it's likely that you can go to work for a school or maybe like I think you have got some skills in carpentry,
And then you can go
to Marondera High School and help there. So maybe it's a good idea or a bad idea, I don't know. So I guess we can go ahead.
Let's read some messages that we have. Shushine Gumbo, anoti iri boho because Zimbabwe yave kumawere. Chero, ukada kutengesa mbudzi, inotengwa nani because mara hakuna. Then we have Mary Mukarati, we are a cashless society, so zvichatengwa nani zvipfuyo zvacho. Is your caller back?
Yes, dependingile njalo Sibangani. Sibangani, uyangizwa kona manje?
Hello.
Yeah, kunjani baba?
Ukhonani njani baba?
Hayi siphile kakhulu ngapho kona.
Hello.
Yeah, ukuphi konapho?
Lapha ngisekutwana.
Yeah, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Akutsho phela ukuthi usokuthiwa phela wenelisa ukubhadalela izifundo ngenkomo kumbe imbuzi kumbe into ezinjalo. Wena ukubona njani konapho?
Ngizwile leyo ndaba manje bengibuza ukuthi njengoba isikhathi side kangaka lokhu esifike uzibuse manje singakwanisa yini kubana sihlakazelele leyo independence kuze kufikele kusasa namhlanje. Kangiboni ukuthi sihlakazele njengoba khathesinye sekufana kanye layo leyo mbuzi yokuba niyobhadalela umkani ekhaya izikolo. Njalo abantwana esilabo lapha baqotshiwe ezikolo kufuneka ngoesipenini ibukana kayifuni lamapenisi ukubana siwariwe bayala bayawarijeka.
So manje kuthiwa nxakunjani?
Hayi, le ndaba mna kamboni ukuthi ikhona njengoba kathesi masiyavota lanxa silavota kodwa vele ukhanya akula mpumelelo engaba khona njengoba balo osimele ukuthi ngumongameli welizwe. Hayi, kube ethulekile.
Pho kumele kuthweni nxakunje?
Hayi, lokhu ndoda ngibona ngani sokusazi uNkulunkulu ophezulu. Amboni ukuthi kule nivekela phambili uNkulunkulu nguyebesazi ukuthi kuzoxawucawu uzowelahle.
Ye, kodwa wona ubona ngazani-ke nxa usukhangele kungasebenza yini ukuthi kuze kuthiwa usibangani kumele abhadale ngembuzi, kumele abhadale imbuzi awula phela wena.
Hello.
Kule mbuzi kumba awula.
Hello.
Ye, uyangizwa sibangani? I think ifoni yakhe ile nkingi. Uyangizwa?
Hello, ngiyakuzwa yena.
Ye, nxa sikhuluma-ke siyaphambili ubona ngazani njengoba wena ungela mbuzi kumbe awula nkomo kumbe idonki kumbeni, so-ke pho abantwana zababhadalela ngani?
Kutho ukuthi angiboni lokuthi ngizababhadalela ngani njengoba lokulima masingathi siyolima izulu linile kodwa amabele athile phela besiqembile ukuthi sizalokuza.
Hey, amafoni namhlanje anganabhede ke mfowethu, kodwa ke we're trying by all means to connect people. So all what he was saying is that it doesn't even own a goat. So you know, and in Botswana they've got a problem. The government is not renewing their permits. So he has to go back home, and he doesn't know where he's going to start, you know, because he doesn't own nothing back home. So I think besikhuluma lo baba Spindi. And then ifoni yakhe sikhumeka. Baba Spindi, suphendukile?
Sempendukile.
Ye. So besakhuluma khonapana ukuthi baba Spindi, wena ukubona njani khonoko ukuthi ye, nakhu siyakubona ungakhipha lokhu nxa usemakhaya, kodwa emadolobheni ke kuyakhitshwani. Kuyamele phela kuyehlakula into ezinjani.
Bensathi mina emadrobheni even emakhaya, emadrobheni lawo akwenzi ingqondo ngoba nxa kusithiwa mina uSibindi ngihambe njele itravel yami ngiyetsha izitina ungakhangela kumbe ngiyekwenza i-carpentry ungananzela izikolo eziningi zisemadrobheni izikolo vele ezile nto yonke ezilama class mine le yonke ithi khona and uzatshaya leyo travel usenzani utshaya leso sitina ukuthi wakhani njena isikolo sezakhiwe njalo singakhona ukuthi nxa kuthiwa mina ngizotshaya itravel emadrobheni fanele kube le material yokuthi wenzani ngayo. I-material yakhona vele iyabe ithengwe ngani xa abantu babo bezabuya bethi bona bazosebenza. Njalo ungananzela siyasizwe kuthiwa ngenxa ye-economy efileyo eZimbabwe la uzezwa kuthiwa about 60% abantu bayehluleka between 60-70% bayehluleka ukubhadala ifees. So kambe kungabuya abazali isikole silabantwana silabazali bange-1000 kube yi-700 bezosebenza. Isikole vele siyayidinga imali yokuthi sithenge i-stationary sithenge lokhu lalokhu. Nxa umuntu esesebenzile isikole vele siyawopharetha njani ingasela mali. So sizama ukuthi into ekhulunywa ngurhulumende leyi vele yinto engelangqondo ayinto engaso zisebenze njalo urhulumende ngithilo futhi ukuthi engabalekela iqiniso iqiniso elikhona elawavusha i-economy leyi urhulumende wasithembisa abantu ngo-2013 ukuthi uzavula imisebenzi engu-2 million kakhulu ngemisebenzi eyi-2 million uyivula njani kulokuthi akuqale ukutshela ngezizinto ufuna ukukhipha ingqondo yethu lapho asitshela khona ayenze sitawo into singacabangiyo. Nxa urhulumente sehlulele kathi kusehlulekile ngoba thina sikugayileyo kathesi esicabanga ukuthi thina masa notokora lorhulumende onke bazasitshela urhulumende wezalo ukuthi hayi thina imisebenzi engu-2 million sesiyenza nansi but kanti kuba into ezinye ezingelangqondo lokho abakukhulumayo akusoze kusebenzele and asoke kusebenze yiphupho nje elingancediyo elibisele iZimbabwe emuva.
Yes, siyakuza kakhulu ubambe khonapho ungayikhathana. So what he's saying is that you know, working in schools is not workable. So he says, suppose 1,000 parents at a given school decide to go and work at that particular school. What is going to happen? He says, what you need is money in order to operate schools. So if you don't have money, then there's a problem. You cannot operate those schools. So he says, even if he has to go to work at, let's say, Mkhali Primary School, there's no material to work with. in the first place? Who's going to buy that material?
Yeah.
So he says, this thing is just out of, you know, line. Mm-hmm. And then he went on to say that ZANU-PF is avoiding pertinent issues.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues is the 2 million jobs promised in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, according to him, where are the jobs? Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Professor Chivisi. Are you still on the line? Yes. Now, Professor Chivisi, I think what most banks are saying is that the government must simply give the farmers, say, 99-year leases, and then they can use that as collateral. And the government seems to be reluctant to do that, opting for this use of livestock. Why is it problematic for the government to give farmers 99-year leases?
Yeah, I think if those leases are given for 99 years, then it means they can be transferable.
Mm-hmm.
Then if they are transferable, then it's likely that the land will then concentrate on those on the rich people.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will happen then is if a farmer fails to pay, then you will lose that lease, and then the land is given to somebody else. So at the end of the day, most of the people, especially those that are on a reliable political areas, they are likely to lose their land, and that is with some political repackages. That is precisely why the government doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Professor Chivije Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Swear away, Baba Spindi. Let me know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agu choke Spindi kuti sugalapa kuyo angapi. Kuya peranjan kongelo.
Laba njoba nsicho mna ngibona ngathi kusegcekeni kathesi ukuthi uhulumende wethu uyehlulekile singakhohlwa sesaba la mabhera sithe ngale muva ehlula sabuya lapho kwangena uhulumende wemanyano wenza into ezile ngqondo kwangena i-multi-currency kathesi sikathi sihamba ngconywana nangusecile futhi usefaka amabhondi imali elohlonza isabonakali kathesi nanguye eqa futhi usekhuluma ngenkomo lembuzi lokuthi umntabo uyazosebenza. Onke lokhu kuyathengisa uhulumende osehlile ukwenza izinto. Njalo khonokho esekuthiwa ukuthi kuthiwa abantu bakhiphe inkomo, bakhiphe imbuzi bazosebenza, ungezelela into esihlala sikhumayo ekugwelegwele ukuthi ayi-corruption. Ngoba mina uyethi mase uzafika athi hhayi usilindi lo Sibanda lo Dube lo bani basebenzile singasebenzanga. Into ufanele inanzelele. So bese kuthiwa abantu abaqhube befunda ngoba engesi ngokubhuru bakhe. Phezu kwalokho futhi le nkomo zelezi emakhaya ukuthi azikhuthe zizakhuthwa ngathi zafaka ukuthi bisihambe kuzaba lezibaya ezikolo flashiwa zivuke zisaza kuthiwa zivuke ezitshontshiwe ebezithathele futhi ngoba ngokuguliva phela abantu bezandla besikhuluma ngabo bajwayinde zokuganga. So weya saying thina iqiniso elikhona le ndlela ezimbili kuphela uhulumende lavume ngayinto sezalile ukuthi zalile anike abanye abantu abangenelisa ukuthi barane ilizwe leli le-economy ngendlela eyiyo ngoba impilo yabantu abethu sibona ngathi ifele ezandleni ezandleni kahulumende lo and abantu abethu basikhuma education sethakathesi uhlozi lwezemfundo yethu liyehla liya phansi ngoba abantwana mbona babengafundanga emakhaya khona sebeseluseyinkomo lengulube lifithana lezinja lamadonki kuthiwa hhayi azifide. So abantu abethu babulawa sikhangele and njengabazali thina ngibona ngathi silomlando omkhulu eZimbabwe ukuthi uhulumende sukume sime sithi hayi hulumende sesidiniwe ngoba lokhuluma lokhu nangalokho akulungisa i-economy. Ayikhonomi sala manicela ukwengena abantu baluzi ngoba sesiqhubeka sidibeka ngale ndlela sesidibeke abantu sebekhathele ngale hulumende iliqiniso elikhona.
Mhm. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Spindi. So Mr. Spindi is saying that the government of Zimbabwe is currently ruining young people's lives. So he says, you know, this is not acceptable, and at the end of the day the government should go because they have no plan here, so they have nothing to do in order to run Zimbabwe.
Mr. Masaraura, is he on the line? Mr. Masaraure? I think we have lost him. The phones are a bit problematic, and we've also lost, I think, Professor Chivije. Maybe let's just reach some more. Oh, yeah, still on the line.
Professor is on the line.
Okay, Professor. Right. Professor Chivisi, I wanted to say, let's look at the possible solutions here. There's this liquidity crunch. What can be done in the immediate term or in future, long term, that is, to try to make sure that the cash issue is addressed?
Yes, there is no short-term solution to the cash crisis, the liquidity crisis we have, simply because we are not able to sustain our own currency, that is the bond note which is on the market. Now, in the long term, what is really required in the country is investment. And when there is investment, then there is the creation of goods. If goods are created, then their value money, they will then come in. Now, the investment that you are talking about here is not domestic investment, because people in here, Zimbabwe, they don't have money. Mm-hmm. We are talking about foreign direct investment. People who are coming from other countries coming to invest into the country in Zimbabwe. But that is not going to happen in Zimbabwe if we have got the current political dispensation, because of that law, which says if you bring your money, then people here in Zimbabwe are going to take more than 51% of it, and then you remain with only 49%. And no person in his right mind can come and invest his money in the country so that he will lose 51%. And I just don't know what the current authorities in Zimbabwe, the people who are ruling at the moment, the Ministry of Finance and all the others, are thinking about that, because it is just not possible. And without investment, then we are stuck with this current cash crisis, because we don't have our own currency. The US dollar will go out definitely, because we're not creating anything. And because the US dollar is created in America, that's where they are creating their own money. And we are not creating anything. So it will go out as we import. Mm-hmm. Our bond note cannot work simply again because we are not creating anything. So without production, there is no money. That is the basic principle. Without production, then there is no money. So until and unless there is investment in the country, then there is no money. But there can't be investment when we have got the current political dispensation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yeah, we've got some messages. Wiseman Chaputa says this will definitely affect the banking sector to a greater extent at a time when banks are struggling to get enough deposits. Then we've got Norma Cabo says, this is very sad. Where are we headed? Seriously? And then we've got Emmanuel Spandau says, the running cost of any entity can never be met by crowds full of livestock or parents queuing to offer services. The liquidity crunch has to be tackled head on, not circumvented by these funding stock gap measures. At this rate, how will we generate cash for the day-to-day running of schools, including salaries, ultimately?
Mm-hmm. Then we have some more comments on Facebook. Blessing Mahoho, Anwit Ko, Vano Valua says, Pua Zacho, pane uremu here, o zvese zvinoita. Ko kana chichirwara, vanovheta here. Ko kana usina mota dzekuzvitakura kusvika nazvo zvipfuwo zvacho. It's all a question of liquidity. Zvipfuwo lacks in liquidity capacity. Regerai chikovore, anotivo, ndiko kupenga zvoku. Vapererwa, havachadi kupa vanhu mari dzavo dziri mabank. Vodazve kuvatorera zvipfuwo. Zimbabwe yatirwadzisa vediwe. Silas Chabani anoti useless azviite izvozvo, kana kwake kuine nzara asade kushuzhira kuchikoro. Siriu Mangwana anoti ndezvekupenga zvaakuitwa nehurumende yeZANUPF. Ko kana ndine chikwereti $5 apa ndisina huku, ndinenge ndine mbudzi chete apa inoita $30. Ko vanotipa change yemari Zimbabwe is something else. Gives those are some of the
yeah, Baba Speed. Ukoletu man.
Nkol.
We are zwela abantu bayakhuluma lapha ukukhuluma loZulu. Uba abantu bayakhuluma. Just 1 minute. Less than a minute actually.
Hello?
Yeah, ngithi abantu bayakhuluma sibili ubona njani? Ukukhulunywa ngoZulu lapha. Abantu bakhuluma
isiZulu. Abantu lapha sivumelana labo ukuthi vele into le ekhulunywa ngohulumende into engasoze isebenze. Akulalizwe noba ngathi emhlabeni elenelisa ukuthi usebenzise izifuyo ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa imali badala ifizi usebenzayo. So le into engasebenziyo njengoba besithi izikhulumi zonke. Lapho lokutsho ukuthi nxa ubhadala imali akufanele ibe ne-change. Njengoba besithi kwabuza ayithola ngathi nxa wona uvule mbuzi uwela nkukhu. njalo phezwa lokho futhi ngakhohle ukuthi ngakuthiwa uzosebenza esikolo ngoba lozageje ukuthi enisebenze lapha sokuwu $100 konke lokhu ngabaphambi besizaba lawo esibona ngasiyahlala la uhulumende engazangezeli ubugwelegwele bukhona so uyasifithi thina le into yezifuyo lande kusebenza ezikolo ayisho zisebenzi
imali
Siyabonga. Thank you so much. We want to thank our guest this evening, Professor Chivije, an economist, President Obed Masaraure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Mr. Bengte Mamhlanga, political and economic commentator, and also Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, former member, Serene High School Parents Association. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll